In the second chapter of the book of Revelation, there are messages that Jesus shares with seven of the earliest churches. To the young church in Ephesus, on the western shores of modern-day Turkey, Jesus commends them for their discernment and hard work, but then warns that they have lost their first love. The first love that blossomed within the Ephesians was the eagerness and passion with which they embraced their salvation. They first loved Christ because He first loved them. Have you lost the beginning warmth and early enthusiasm you once had for Christ? Well, I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 105 will help you rediscover that fervent devotion. The divine love is reignited and lit so brightly to give thanks to the Lord. So call upon His name and make known His deeds to the world around you. So rest here as the Holy Spirit reignites your love for the Son. So Holy Spirit, now come. Continue to move on into this time of meditation by becoming increasingly aware of the fire building within you, aware of a growing devotion for your first love, your only love in Christ, for He first loved you. And without effort, allow your breathing to ease, your heart to slow, and your eyes to close. Drift into this moment by embracing the divine love of the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in this moment of awareness, listen and respond to Isaiah chapter 12. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, You are my first love. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Behold, God, my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For Heavenly Father, You are my first love. Behold, God, my salvation, for the Lord God is my strength and my song. And Heavenly Father, You are my first love. Behold, God, my salvation. Yes, He has become my salvation. And Heavenly Father, Your Son is my first love. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes closed. God is present. Your first love is here. So Holy Spirit, come. Be aware of their first love for you. With your eyes still closed, have you ever felt undeserving of love? Undeserving of the love of another? Perhaps undeserving of the love of God? Or perhaps the opposite is true. Have you ever felt deserving of love, but didn't feel it was returned by another or returned by God? Even in this divine retreat, note any emotional distractions. Any thoughts pulling you inward and away from love? Well, don't push them away, but rather just note them in your mind for now. Now begin to move away from those distractions caused by the world to center now on divine love, the tingles of first love. Center on the first love of heaven. Center your thoughts to reflections of thanks to the Lord. Call on His name now. Remind yourself of His love and desire for you. I know your thoughts may drift between feeling worthy or unworthy. Don't be discouraged, but let the tension remind you to center back on the unconditional love towards you from the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Take this minute and reflect on this love, the first and original love of all creation, the love He first showed you. So take this minute to whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, You are my first love. Center to on your breathing. Let's bring your attention to each breath. Don't worry about the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice your breathing. Now begin to bring some pace to it. Begin by breathing in slowly now from your stomach to a count of five. Hold for a moment. Now slowly release it to a count of five. Once more, breathe in slowly from your stomach to a count of five. Hold for a moment. And now release it to a count of five. It will take some practice, but continue breathing slowly in and out to a count of five for this next minute. And if you can, center on the word love. Continue on as you center now on God's message for you in this first of three scripture readings from Psalm chapter 105 verse 1, and we'll begin in the English Standard Version. Tell of all his wondrous works. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the peoples. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit reminding you of your first love and his love of you. Tell of all his wondrous works. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the peoples. Where did your mind begin to center within this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of appreciating the good and loving work of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen once more, but now from an expanded passage from the New American Standard Bible. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name, and let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. What feelings, thoughts, or ideas did you encounter in this reading? Before this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the good and loving work of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sing to them now with your prayers. Sing praises from your heart. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Common English Bible. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and make his deeds known to all people. Sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, dwell on his wondrous works. Give praise to God's holy name, and let the hearts rejoice of all those seeking the Lord. For this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God right now? What do you want to share with him? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of God's loving work in and through you. Thank you. while resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the church in Ephesus. I want you to listen to the letter Jesus writes them. Imagine the Apostle John opening and reading it to you. Look in his eyes as he reads the message to you. My dear friend, Jesus knows your good deeds and your pain and your patient endurance. But he has this charge against you, that you have left your first love. You have lost the depth of love that you first had for him. So remember now the heights from which you have fallen, and repent and change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Instead, seek God's will and do the work you did at first when you first knew him. How do the words feel to you? Well, take this minute to contemplate how you can reignite the love that you first had for him. Whisper, Holy Spirit, come and light my life again. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes for opportunities to love again and tell others of God's love. Who do you know in most need of that message? Have you met someone along the way who knows Christ but has forgotten how they used to love him? How might God work through you to tell another of his love and good works? Well, ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction, that you remember to tell everyone of God's wondrous works. May you give thanks to Christ, call upon the Holy Spirit, and make known the deeds of your Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.